The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Everybody, time for the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan. We are from the Battery, Atlanta, and you're listening on 680 AM, I would imagine, 93.7 FM you could be, or streaming at 680thefan.com. Click and watch. A lot of people listening on that mobile app, and that is driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Maybe a smart speaker you're listening on. Brought to you by the mortgage professionals, South Point Financial Services. We do have a 10 o'clock hour sponsor here at 680 The Fan, and that is the Haug Barron Law Group. If you want to win your personal injury case, go to championshiplaw.com. We got Belue in the house, Derek Thomas in the house, Nerney here, Road Dogs on the road, and we're missing our intern, Acock, who is back at Academy Sports, I believe, before he heads back to school. A lot to get to today. Hopefully your Tuesday's off to a really good start. As the Braves get back in action, we'll talk a lot of Braves today, some college football. I've got my Falcons rant lined up. That's pretty much a daily thing now. Nerney, what do you say we go ahead and get to work?
Bucks, big take.
Braves are now 7 games back of the New York Mets in the East, and the Braves need to make a move. Snit needs to bench somebody, and I believe that that somebody is Marcell Ozuna. He's the worst player in the lineup, hitting .215. I mean, Brian Hoyt could hit .215. And we're paying Ozuna a ton of money. He's striking out 25% of the time. Snit has given Marcell every opportunity to get it going this season. And the only place he's going is down. Ozuna hit .215 in July. He's hitting .160 in August. And he's hitting .075 against the New York Mets. It's to the point it's really hard to watch. And we're at this point in the season where it's go time. That's what it is. It's go time. No more fooling around. Time's going to be running out soon. If you're not producing, go have a seat on the bench. And when Darno returns, and hopefully that's going to be soon, X-rays were negative. He should be back in there soon. Maybe down in Miami, I'm hearing. But when Darno returns, Contreras needs to be in the lineup DHing when Darno's catching. Ozuna is killing us, both in the batter's box and on payday. And there's your big take today. It's time to pick on Ozuna. And I think really it is, I know we got about 50-some-odd games left in the season, but when you're down 7 games in the East and your goal is to win the East, it's time to make some tough decisions. And I know we're paying Ozuna a lot of money. And typically when you make a lot of money, you're in the lineup. And reportedly we tried to drop him at the trade deadline, but the Marlins didn't fall for it. I just think it's time to go with Robbie Grossman and Eddie Rosario on a daily basis. Depending on, you know, is it a right-handed starter or a left-handed starter? What's it going to be? Put Ozuna's butt on the bench. Let him, I guess, pinch hit or do the chop over there standing on the top step of the dugout. And let's go with Robbie Grossman and Eddie Rosario the rest of the year, please.
I believe Heredia's gone, so you're going to need somebody to, you know, jump in that role of chopping at the top of the steps.
Well, and that's Ozuna. He does a lot of that. You're right.
Yeah, he's got a ready now. He's a striper at this point in time, which is basically what he should be. Let's go ahead and chop it up.
Time to talk Braves. Let's chop it up. Presented by Haug Law Group, your local personal injury attorneys. HaugLawGroup.com.
All right, Braves need to get busy here. Had a chance to regroup yesterday, and I hope that they did exactly that because we need to finish off this road trip. I mean, it was miserable up in New York watching us go 1-4 against the Mets. And if you're a competitor at any level, then this has got to be a great motivator for you. If you're on their Braves team, you know, they've had a reputation of being fighters, talked about it yesterday, competitors. Well, you got to salvage the road trip. So we got two games in Boston. Red Sox are 6-11 after the All-Star break. And they're coming off losing a series to the Sad Sack Royals. They lost 3 out of 4 to those guys. So the Boston Red Sox are there for the taking, and we got to take it. Be nice if we could get both of those games. And then we fly down to Miami to take on the Fish in a 4-game series. Now, there's another series that we got to get busy with, and we got to take care of business down there. We are only 5-4 against the Miami Marlins this season, 5-4. And that's not going to run down the Mets. So hopefully the day off, these players had a lot of opportunity to consider that they got their butts beat up in New York against the Mets. And now they're totally focused on salvaging a road trip that's off to a 1-4 start. So you take the two games in Boston, you take 3 out of 4 in Miami, and go 5-1 in the remainder of the trip. And you come back with a winning road trip at 6-5. I mean, that's the way I see it. Now, I don't know if they're going to have a team meeting or anything like that, but it'd be a good time for one. Last time Snit did that, I believe we picked it up and started kicking butt. So maybe it's time for that again. Wanted to talk about also with the Braves some of the issues that we have. And one of the big issues is offensively, we are too reliant on the long ball. And I know the Chicks dig the long ball, or at least they did. But we're too reliant on hitting the ball out of the ballpark. We've got issues of getting on base, putting the ball in play. 18th in Major League Baseball in on-base percentage. So, you know, putting the ball in play, getting soft contact hits. I'm a little jealous of the Mets being able to do a lot of that. The Braves don't do much of that at all. We either hit a 3-run bomb or we go take a seat in the dugout. So that's got to change. And then also on our pitching side of things, how about a few more first pitch strikes? How about getting ahead in the count? Be more aggressive early in the counts for the pitcher. Get the ball. Go after these hitters. I mean, we're all around the strike zone. It's like we're afraid to throw a strike. We can play good defense. I think we're 23rd in baseball with pitches per inning. So there are some issues right there. We need to put the ball in play a little more offensively, throw more strikes early in the count as far as the pitchers go. Now, will that solve all the problems? Well, no, but it'd be a good start. Tell you what, it would be a good start. So bench Ozuna. How about start making more contact at the plate and start coming after some folks as far as the pitching goes? Advice from the Baloo Show. There you go. That is us chopping it up on this show. And it is true. I'm a little annoyed and irritated with the Braves being 4-8 against the Mets this season. Mets have won 13 of their last 15 games. Woo-hoo-hoo! I mean, I bet their fans are saying, "We never lose." Like they were saying when the Braves were on that hot streak. The Braves never lose. They were freaking out with all that. Now the Mets never lose. And one of the big reasons why is their pitching. They lead Major League Baseball with opponents' batting average with runners in scoring position. Number one, hitting 201 when the Mets have a, when they're facing the opponent with a runner in scoring position, the opponent's hitting 201. One of the keys to their success, especially against the Bravos. Y'all got a problem with benching Ozuna? 404-231-1680. DT, you got an opinion on this? Ozuna, the worst player in the lineup, striking out 25% of the time. Put his butt on the bench.
Yeah, I've seen him swing and miss at that that slider down and away just a few too many times over the last couple of months. And when he's not bringing you much defensively, it's tough to make sense of putting him out there as the designated hitter when
he's mostly striking out most of the time.
Yeah. What did you say? A quarter of the time?
Yeah, like 25% of the time, I believe it
is. That's unacceptable from a DH position or even, you know, a left fielder that's supposed to be your power guy, high OPS guy.
Yeah, and Snit has moved him down in the lineup. I mean, he was up there, you know, the top third of the lineup. Now he's hitting like seventh. So Snit has moved him down. You know what the next step is? Move his butt to the bench. I don't care if you're paying him $16 million or not.
Yeah, the contract made things difficult at the trade deadline. I'm sure they were happy to move him, but
we tried to sucker the Marlins into taking.
He's shown flashes through the season. He still still barrels the ball and makes good contact.
Not enough of the time.
Yeah, exactly. If you're striking out that much, again at the DH spot, that's tough to make sense of.
All right, glad you're with us today. We're coming back and hitting college football hard. You can count on us here on the College Football Voice of the South. There's a Falcons rant later in the show we'll get to. It's the Buck Belue Show here in the Battery, Atlanta, on the Fan, 680 and 93.7.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Energy.
We got the Buck Belue Show here on the Fan, 680 and 93.7. Appreciate you hanging on this Tuesday morning as traffic is really amped up out there. Have you noticed? Nerney, I got on that emergency lane today coming down to work.
Were you supposed to, or were you going Renegade?
A little of both, I believe it was. It's just I'm still amazed that we could have six lanes of traffic and every one of them will be slowed to a crawl. And I blame it on all this construction we've got going on. And then the merging in Atlanta has got to be like nowhere else. I mean, if you've got 12 inches of space, people here in Atlanta are merging right there in front of you. I mean, it is amazing. And you know what? I see this now everywhere. I've noticed that it seems like 75% of the cars in Metro Atlanta have some kind of damage to the cars. I mean, look around. When you look around, 75% of them, independent study, 75% of them apparently have been in an accident. I tell you, we're in the wrong job. You know what we need to be doing, Ernie? Repairing cars is what we should be doing right now. Maybe as a little side gig. Ernie, could you take over that for us? If we started one of those?
Yeah, I don't have any current damage, but I do have a front headlight that is out. So anytime past 6 or 7 p.m., I'm just driving the wife's car everywhere.
I'll tell you what we got is plenty of podcasts. The on-air host here at 680 The Fan, most of them have a podcast, including myself, and I call it Buck's Beat. Typically, we're talking Bulldogs and Braves, typically, is what I'm doing week in and week out. And episode 66 dropped at the end of last week. It is Braves Talk. In this episode, we're talking about the second half of the season coming out of the trade deadline, and also MLB on Fox lead analyst John Smoltz is hanging out, Braves legend, on episode 66 of Buck's Beat. You can find it at The Podcast Park, and it's brought to you by Associated Credit Union. And I want to invite you to listen to all the other podcasts we have, too. Let's get to a college football nugget.
Tasty. Time for the College Football Nugget, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
All right, yesterday, you may have seen it, the USA Today Sports Information Director's preseason poll came out. Well, I know they call it the coaches' poll, but come on. How many of these head coaches are sitting down, taking the time out of their day, which is typically pretty busy, and doing a preseason top 25? I'm going to take a wild stab and say about 2% of the head coaches are doing this. They say, hey, sports information director, can you come in here and take this off my desk today? Well, the coaches poll, preseason poll dropped, and to no surprise, Alabama is number one. And look, they're going to be number one in every one of the polls out there. Got the best player on offense in Bryce Young, best player on defense in college football in Will Anderson Jr., and plenty of other talent sprinkled all over the field. Alabama is number one in the coaches' preseason poll. You got Ohio State, two out of the Big Ten. No surprise there. And they've got a little bit of an edge this year because they got beat by Michigan last season. So they've turned up the heat there in Columbus. Georgia checking in at number three. How about them Dogs?
What's up, Buck?
Kirby's got them busy right now. They're going to be knocking heads with pads on here in a minute. Clemson number four. And I know people are trashing Clemson and Dabo because of this horrible season they had last season. Do you know they won 10 games? Now, is that horrible? I know a lot of teams that would take that. And then, holy cow, Notre Dame's number five? Notre Dame? You're wondering, Oregon number 12. And as far as the USA Today coaches preseason poll goes, we got a couple of epic, huge matchups to get the season started. We got Ohio State taking on Notre Dame. Number two versus number five. I believe it's on a Saturday night, too. Opening weekend. And then we got Georgia number three taking on number 12, Oregon. Another big-time matchup. Pac-12, SEC. Two programs that are typically hanging around the top 10 over the last handful of seasons. So looking forward to those two games. The USA Today SID preseason poll has dropped. Now, are you wondering about the AP, the Associated Press? That'll be out the 15th. Or as Ernie calls it, payday. And there you go. There's your college football nugget today.
Buck, we're 6 days away from payday. Who's counting?
Need it to be a little sooner than that, don't we? Yeah, I'm just saying. All right, we're going heavy on the college football, and I know you don't mind here in Atlanta. We're a melting pot of college football with SEC and ACC teams. And on this show, we've talked college football every day of the year that we're on the show, every weekday We're talking college football on the Buck Belue Show. 12 months out of the year. And we're going to continue that trend right now.
The best in college football and the NFL.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for Buck Belue's Top 5. Presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
Love Ace, man. Get you a green egg there. You're going to love it. It's got a lifetime guarantee. Got Ace on every corner in every neighborhood, it looks like. Do you think people, DT, are going, woo, when they hear the college?
Oh, no doubt.
Hear the top five get cranked up on the Belue Show?
Clapping along with the Duffy Realty jingle. Everybody in Atlanta loves the top five.
All right, what's number one?
Woo,
let's go.
Right.
What's number one?
Where's number one? Let's get to it. You talked about the USA Today poll out today early. What was your biggest snub you noticed from the preseason poll?
You know, I'm an SEC guy. I'm going Tennessee. I'm going Tennessee. They're going to score points. Their quarterback's going to be one of the better quarterbacks you're going to see playing college football this year. Hendon Hooker. So the offense is not a problem. You know, the defense is. And last season, they allowed 100 plays of 20 or more. Chew on that for a second. So I would imagine maybe you got Heupel telling his defensive coordinator, just got to play a cover three and play deep. We're tired of giving up the explosive plays is what they call them these days. They allowed 100 of them last season. Talk about lousy. I'm guessing they're going to shore that up a little bit. Snub, I'm going to say Tennessee, maybe Penn State. Seems like they're good enough to be a top 25 team typically, and James Franklin better pick it up a little bit.
Yeah, it is funny not to see Florida, LSU, Tennessee in there. You got three SEC teams in the top 10, and it goes all the way to Kentucky at 21, the fourth highest rated team there.
All right.
So
what's number two?
We talked about the top 10 in this preseason top 10. Give us one of those teams that will not be in the top 10 very long.
The Fighting Irish of Notre Dame.
There you go.
Well, after all, they open at Ohio State, so they're going to be in the Big Horseshoe, packed house, national TV, and they come in ranked number 5 in the country, taking on a motivated Buckeye team. This is not a good scenario. Notre Dame is trying to figure out who their quarterback is, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it's going to be the sophomore. Tyler Buckner is going to be the Notre Dame quarterback. He's mobile. And that's probably a good thing. He's going to be running a little bit in this game, scrambling, trying to escape. Fighting Irish fans have already heard it. They're hoping that Buckner will have a breakout season because he's got arm talent. And he can run that RPO thing, that read option. He is a runner, as Stephen A. Smith would say. I hadn't used that one lately. So I'm going to say a top 10 team, not in the top 10 very long. Notre Dame will start the season in the top 10, and after the first week, they're going to drop out.
All right, well, Georgia at number 3. Speaking of Georgia number 3, what's the best part of Kirby's new deal?
The guaranteed money.
Okay, yeah.
But
any perks or anything like
that? Yeah, as far as perks go, to me, the thing that jumped out of his contract was the 50 hours of private jet time.
Oh.
Per year.
Okay.
So per year, he gets access to the company jet, 50 hours. And that was doubled during the contract negotiations for this extension. It used to be 25 hours. And I guess Kirby determined, you know, I could use that jet a little bit more with my family. Don't have to go to the airport to go through the checkout line and do all that. It's such a hassle going to the airport. Kirby, 50 hours of private jet time for he and his family. I think that's the best perk you could get.
Yeah, I'd say he's working hard enough to earn that. Get plenty of time to take care of the family as well.
But the guaranteed money is fully guaranteed through January 1st of 2027.
I guess that's not bad either, huh?
Gotta love that guaranteed money.
All right. Well, Buck, I need you to drop a preseason hoax. What's everybody freaking out about?
Well, I keep hearing how at Oregon, that they've got a quarterback competition. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. Come on, man. You know Bo Nix is going to be the quarterback. Dan Lanning got that job, and his first call was to Bo Nix and said, why don't you come with me to Oregon?
The last thing I'm worried about right now is Dan Lanning.
That's his quarterback. Why else would you recruit or bring in this transfer market Bo Nix if you were going to make him compete for the job? You know, the two guys he's competing with are greenhorns, underclassmen, and I know one of them is a former five-star. But he's got no playing experience. They start with Georgia to start the season. First impression for Dan Lanning. Bo Nix knows all about Georgia and their defense. There's no quarterback competition at Oregon.
It's Bo time.
Out in Eugene.
All right, Buck, I love it. All right. And, yep, same with the Dogs. A lot of talk about the defense, replacing a lot of players. But who's the best defensive player that no one's talking about?
Well, I'm going to say Robert Beal, number 33. When you talk about outside linebackers for Georgia, most of the talk's going to be about Nolan Smith. Well, on the other side, you got Robert Beal. And Robert Beal is an upperclassman that's played a ton of football. And he's been under the radar because he's a guy that's rotated in. But he's ready to go. He's a solid football player. Peachtree Ridge, I believe he's from. 6'4", 255, experienced, is a pretty versatile player. I mean, he plays the run pretty tough, sets the edge pretty well, and a guy that can cover and pass coverage a little bit. I like what he brings to the table. Nobody's talking about Robert Beal, and he is the best player on that Georgia defense right now that nobody's talking about.
Bucks Top 5 on 680 The Fan, Atlanta's sports station.
It's bow time. Yeah, bow time, man. I could have used bow time this morning. Doesn't Bojangles have a good biscuit?
Yeah, they're pretty solid.
Well, we got the spicy chicken biscuit. Is that what they sell there? We don't have one nearby, so I don't get a chance to swing in there very often. But I like saying bow time. It's bow time. And I could use a biscuit right now, brother. I miss breakfast. Had a piece of toast on the way out the door. Then stuck in traffic the rest of the time. Not that I'm complaining. I'm just saying. 6 lanes of traffic slowed to a crawl. And there's no accident. It's sort of like that south of town, Stockbridge, Eagles Landing, where it doesn't matter what day it is, what time of day it is, you're going to slow to a crawl, and there's going to be no accident, no work going on the road. Those people must never come to town. They must stay on the south side every day of the week.
Yeah, I think folks still dealing with that new merger there at 285.
Oh, is that what it is,
yeah,
the new merger?
Trying to figure things out. Things are a little bit different. Some folks are a little slow. So it might take some time to work all that out.
You guys calm down. In the next 6 or 7 years, they'll have it all set.
Oh, yeah. Our leadership is tremendous. Tell you what's tremendous, though, that tour championship being at East Lake, and you need to head on over to 680thefan.com/tour for your chance to win tickets to the 22 Tour Championship at East Lake. Don't miss your chance to witness history as the 16th FedEx Cup winner is going to be crowned. Register now at 680thefan.com/tour and win your way to see the last PGA Tour stop for 2022. And it is wonderful. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to brag on the Tour Championship, and I'm a golf nut, and I love going to the Masters. I love going to any pro tour event. But what's special about East Lake is you see the most successful players of the year, and you don't have to deal with 100,000 people out on the golf course. You can actually, like, walk right up next to them, the players I'm talking about, and their caddy. And see what's going on. You can hear what they're saying. It is a wonderful thing. I just love it. And if you hadn't been, you got to go. To purchase tickets, simply go to tourchampionship.com/tickets, or you could win, as I've been telling you about here over the last minute. Now, we're giving away some tickets to the winners, and we've got a winner's name today, and it is Taylor Stroop, STROOP. Taylor Stroop. You're our winner today of tickets to see the Tour Championship at East Lake. Congratulations, Taylor Scroop. And that will lead us right into the Bulldog Roundtable, brother.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10, Mike, get in there, touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's own credit union, Haug Law Group, Georgia Pack and Load, AAA, and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Time for the roundtable. Let's talk a little Bulldog football for a moment. I spoke with Chip Towers with the AJC this morning. Do you know where Chip is? He's in Eugene, Oregon. He has sat down with Dan Lanning, and I believe he's going to be posting something very soon on the season opening matchup, which is going to be huge. Like I spoke about earlier in the show, as far as national matchups to get the season started, Chick-fil-A kickoff game. And I tell you, Gary Stokin is a genius down there running that Chick-fil-A kickoff game. I mean, he set this matchup before Dan Lanning even thought about taking the Oregon job, before the Oregon job even opened up. Brilliant move coming into this season. And I'm not sure what Chip spoke about with Dan Lanning. I would hope that, you know, we're going to see a couple of maybe concerns that he has about facing the Bulldogs. But let me tell you what Dan Lanning is worried about today as he gets the Ducks ready for practice today and getting ready for Georgia. What he's concerned about is the Bulldogs' base offensive set for 2022. Nernie, pay attention. I want your input on this one. Because I believe the base set offensively for the Georgia Bulldogs this season will be the 13 personnel grouping, which is basically the translation on that three tight end set. When you hear these personnel groupings, the first number represents how many running backs you've got on the field. The second number, how many tight ends do you have on the field? So the 13 personnel group, one running back, three tight ends. And Georgia probably, as you look around college football, they have got the best tight end room personnel of any team in college football. So why wouldn't you take advantage of that? And I've seen a lot of the pro teams take advantage of this too. Three tight ends. What do you do with three tight ends on the field? Well, you bunch those three tight ends together in a bunch formation on one side of the ball and maybe run the stretch run opposite the bunch formation. And that sets up a mobile quarterback to run the bootleg off that play also back towards the three tight end set. Big tight ends are able to help block. They're also with Georgia. You look at them, you got Brock Bowers, who's really a big receiver. You got Arik Gilbert, who's really a big receiver. So they can get out in the passing game. And then you got Darnell Washington, who is a big physical power-blocking tight end that also can get out and get underneath and do some good things in the passing attack. So you're talking about a very versatile tight end room for the University of Georgia. And that's going to allow them to do a lot of different things and create a lot of problems for defenses that they play this season. Now, you can also, in that bunch formation, you can run that running back right behind those three big tight ends. So I like what this does for Todd Monken, and I believe you're going to see this is going to be really one of the base offensive sets for Georgia in the upcoming season. Three tight ends on the field, running away from them, running towards them, throwing the football with Stetson Bennett out on the perimeter. And typically when defenses see three tight ends on the field, they're thinking, okay, we're going to have to defend the run game. And Kirby's going to make sure that these defenses have to do that. That's one thing he wants to do, is set the tone with the run game, come out and pound them with the run game. And with Georgia having Bowers and Gilbert in this three tight end set, two big receivers, they're going to throw the ball out of this set also. Now, how many days are we away from the big showdown? with Oregon? I believe yesterday, let me see, we had Malcolm Mitchell yesterday, and he, Malcolm wore number 26. I'm a big fan of his. Malcolm from Valdosta. So, look, I'm just going to come clean and say that's one of the reasons why. And he was also a guy that was easy to pull for. So he was 26. So I'm guessing today the number's 25.
How many days until the Dogs open up against Oregon in the Chick-fil-A kickoff game?
Crowd roars at us. Three wideouts. Man, we've had some shots, haven't we? Snap to David Green. There he goes in the corner again, and we jump up. Touchdown! Oh, God, a touchdown in the corner! Michael Johnson up high. Michael Johnson turned around and got up in the air. We caught the ball. It's 23-21 with 85 seconds. He turned around and jumped. He caught it up high under his neck and had a foot in and knew it, and then got knocked out. David Green just threw it in the corner, and Michael Johnson, who was used a lot in this fourth quarter, got racked up in the air but hung on and had his foot down in there. We scored.
And the Bulldogs won that game. Michael Johnson, a really big receiver. We're talking a lot about big receivers these days, but David Green taking advantage of that. Auburn, Jordan-Hare Stadium, trailing late in the fourth quarter. Big game, obviously. And he looks to Michael Johnson to go up over the defender and come down with a pass for the game-winning touchdown. How do I remember so much about this? Well, I was on the sideline as a member of the media. They allow you to go down for the final 5 minutes of the game. So I go down the final 5 minutes of the game. I'm on the sideline. I see this happen. And look, I was unprofessional. Media is not supposed to be cheering, especially down on the sideline. But I was cheering. The game was on TV. My lovely wife, watching the game back at home, saw me cheering on the sideline. Texted me immediately and said, media's not supposed to be cheering down there.
So unprofessional from you, Buck.
I know, and I feel badly about it. I feel badly about that. That was a big moment. 25 days to kick off. Georgia and Oregon here in Atlanta. Hashtag 404, downtown Atlanta, MBS. It's going to be a really exciting ball game. Oregon and Georgia, 25 days off from that. All right, we're coming back. I got my Falcons rant. You don't want to miss that. Coming up next, Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Got the Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Got the Braves back in action tonight. And when they win 12-3... in the game tonight, that means tomorrow you would get $12 off an oil change at Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers. So keep an eye on that. Man, 12 bucks is 12 bucks. Blow out the Red Sox tonight. Take advantage of it tomorrow with a full-service oil change at Express Oil around Metro Atlanta. Time for my Falcons rant. Not that I enjoy these things. I've gotten used to them, though. I mean, we hadn't exactly been tearing it up. And don't expect to tear it up again this year. As you probably know, I gave the Falcons draft an F. And then later, a few days later, I I graded by the curve and updated that grade to a D.
I give the Falcons an F.
And one of the issues, really the main issue that I had, was that Fontenot did not address the obvious weakest spot on the team. And that was the line of scrimmage. Offensive line and defensive line. Now, he did hit the edge rusher spot. I give him credit for that because, you know, we're not bringing anybody off the edge worth a darn in recent memory. But we did not address interior defensive line, and we did not address the offensive line. And so I'm confused by that. And then, you know, another thing that really bothers me is when you hear these general managers, when they talk about how, you know, they don't really pay attention to what the other teams are doing as far as the draft and free agency. What a bunch of hooey. Because, look, you've got to figure out a way to beat the teams in your division because you play them twice. So we got to figure out how we beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How are we going to beat the Charlotte Panthers and the New Orleans Saints? That's a bunch of garbage when you hear these prayers. Well, we don't pay attention to what the Buccaneers do. Well, then you're a knucklehead then. You're playing them twice every season. And so I look at our division rival, the Tampa Bay Bucs, and their biggest weak spot is the interior offensive line. And we did nothing to take advantage of that. I mean, you got the Bucs, their center is injured. They're having to replace both offensive guards. Dean Pease has moved Grady Jarrett from the interior, and now he's lined up over the offensive tackle.
We're changing a culture around this Dagon place.
We've already lost two nose tackle and new nose tackles, and now we're going with a guy named Anthony Rush, who can't rush at all. And the easiest way to get to Brady and dismantle the Buccaneers offense is to bring an interior rush. And why is that? Because it's the quickest way to the quarterback. You try to bring Brady the rush off the edge against Brady, he recognizes that and the ball gets out quickly. You can't get to him. So the only way you're going to get to Brady is with an interior defensive line pass rush. And we didn't take advantage of this personnel-wise during the offseason.
Yeah, but interior defensive line for the Falcons might be one of the weakest spots on the entire team. And that's
so why didn't we address
something.
That?
Yeah, exactly. They're pulling guys off the streets, and then, you know, one of them ruptures an Achilles, goes off. Bryce Rogers was carted off the field last week. Yeah, exactly. The guys that they're going down, we're not very familiar with, and they signed.
We had one guy quit before they even reported.
Yeah, exactly. Are you not excited about the signing of Abdullah Anderson over the weekend and him coming into camp? He has over 150 snaps in the NFL.
I knew Abdullah the Butcher.
Well, let's see if he can butcher some quarterbacks.
I mean, come to think of it, maybe he would help out. Is he still alive?
I doubt it.
So we have, you're telling me we have not only Dr. Rush and Ibe Katie out of Penn State, a rookie, we also have a young man with the last name Rush on that defensive line. These guys may be playing for the wrong team.
Yeah, Nernie, am I crazy here? If you were a personnel guy, wouldn't you be setting up your roster to take advantage of the teams in your division that you play twice a year?
You would think so.
I mean, they always deny, we're not paying attention to what Tampa's doing. Well, then you're a knucklehead then. Let's get to the final word. You know, I don't really like ranting on my team, the Atlanta Falcons, but it's so easy to do. I mean, it's like content every day of the week. When are we going to quit being knuckleheads? All right, so that's behind us now. Let's get to the final word. So I see where Serena Williams is retiring from pro tennis after the U.S. Open. And it's time. She's 40 years old now. Married, young family. I just want to say I'm going to miss Serena playing on tour because I really loved watching her play. She was number one in the world for 319 weeks. She's won 23 Grand Slam singles titles, the most in the Open era. I think only Margaret Court has more with 24. But the thing that attracted me to Serena Williams was the combination of power and athleticism. We've never seen anything like it on tour. And she's made a ton of money. Ran across this earlier, the highest earning woman athlete of all time at $94 million. Serena, I'm going to miss you. Best of luck in retirement. And I would love to see you make a run at the U.S. Open coming up here very soon. And there's your final word. Oh, yeah, one more final word. Inside the Hedges, my new book that's out. We're going to have a signing on Thursday at Irby's Tavern in Buckhead, 6 to 8 on Thursday. So if you're a Georgia football fan and you're interested in buying the book, you don't want to pay that shipping fee, come see me Thursday night, Irby's Tavern in Buckhead, 6 to 8. We'd love to see you there. And that's going to do it for the Buck Belue Show today here on The Fan. We appreciate you hanging out with us. Got Nick and Chris lined up, ready to come up next. DT, Nerney, Road Dog, we appreciate the work you do. Back tomorrow. Hope you'll join me then. Have a great rest of the day, everybody.
Thank you, Buck.
Okay, thanks a lot, Buck.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.